Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2012. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So Ofcom has ruled that the documentary using Arma 2 video game footage that was produced by ITV is an absolute sham. Yes, they've blasted the ITV network because of the fact the exposure on Gaddafi and the IRA was not. It was a poor video game that was out of focus and out of quality and was absolutely nothing to do with the truth. Whether they're going to get fined or not, nobody knows, but they've certainly got a slap wrist. Oh, naughty boys. The EU is going to force shops to take back old electronics. There's already a recycling requirement through Wii and Rose, but Wii is going to be enforced and expanded to ensure that shops take back 85% of electronic waste. That could include the packaging as well, though, so be warned, you may just get bigger packaging as a result of this law. But the EU is also promising European citizens that they have a right to be forgotten by internet firms. A new law is promising that the internet will be a place where you can go and forget your past. Yes, it'll be like the French Foreign Legion. Anyone who keeps any information about you online has to delete it at your request unless they can prove a legitimate reason for keeping it. It's not going to extend to medical records and it's not going to extend to police stuff, so don't get your hopes up. But if you've got Facebook holding onto a picture of you with your pants around your ankles, doing something to a sheep on a stag night, then you can ask that be taken down and kept away, even if the people have made copies of it. I can't see that one working either, really. RIM has had a huge reshuffle. Balzilli and Lazaridis are gone, and new bloke Heinz is in the front. I don't know if Heinz shaves yet, because he doesn't look like he's old enough. Tone tweeted out that he looked like a young Bill Gates. No, I don't think he does, really. There's a big, huge reshuffle at BlackBerry, and all the old guys are gone, and all the new boys are in, but it means nothing, because Lazaridis and Balzilli are still on the board, and I can't see this guy doing any different, especially with those two looking over his shoulder. And the stock market would agree, it seems. Research in Motion's price on the NASDAQ went down to $15.56, which is an 8% decline. Oh dear, it's not looking good for RIM. Kodak may still be around after the next few weeks. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. However, the film division is still profitable, apparently. So the person who is going to go and do the administration of it is looking to sell that off. How the hell is that still profitable? Who is still buying film? There must be a lot of you out there. But it's cheap to make, and you're getting ripped off. There's the answer. Sony has developed a new CMOS sensor as well. It sounds like the photo show today, doesn't it? Yes, they've got a brand new CMOS sensor that's going to look at red, green and blue, just like all the others do, but then it's going to add in white light sensors as well. And the idea of the white light sensor is that it's going to analyse what the red, green and blues are getting and then look at the white light, which is far more sensitively captured, and try and cheat it using software to look good. You may end up with a few artifacts on it, and don't forget, white light's made up of red, green and blue added together. HP has released the Mini 1104. It's Ultrabook, it's tiny, it's netbook even, perhaps it's that small. It's got a nice little spec, it's not too bad, and it's reasonably priced at $399. Will it sell? HP hope so. Now, if you're a user of TweetDeck and you've got the new version down, you're going to be really upset. One-star reviews akimbo in the App Store. Well, the bad news is, if you like Sumify, yours is going to go the same way, because Twitter has bought the iPhone app Sumify, which does tweeting on your iPhone. They're going to buy up all of the applications that do it, and they're going to wreck them all completely so that you have to use Twitter, which is just as bad as everything else. Oh, come on, Twitter, get a decent business model. One of the other applications that's out there, and I'd get it today before it gets pulled if I were you, is Eevee. It's a challenger to Siri, potentially, it says. I've downloaded it. I think it was 69p, so it's not that bad at all. And if it works, Siri be damned. I won't be getting an iPhone 4S, that's for sure. And finally, Virgin America has named one of its jets after Steve Jobs. They wouldn't let them bring out a doll that looked just like him and was a real tribute, but they've let him name a plane after him. Apparently, there's also a quote on the side, "Stay hungry, stay foolish," which you're really hoping is not the maximum of the pilots that will fly it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bageltech News. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as we normally do on a Wednesday. Monday's moved to Tuesday now just because I'm driving around like a blue ass fly in a Monday morning, so I won't get time to get it done. And then we'll be back on Friday as normal. Don't forget Big Show Thursday night as well. We're all here. We're still coming. Don't worry. Bageltech will stay around. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.